You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for another day, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, who's the head of wealth at Kratos Capital. Greg, such an interesting day today. It really was. I mean, it started this morning. We spoke about it on the opening with the Hong Kong situation. That boosted the S&P and Dow futures and what have you. Then that sort of filtered through to Southern Africa, the JSE Securities Exchange. Then we had results out from Momentum and, of course, the big one. Then, of course, Discovery. And I've just spoken to Adrian Gore. You can hear it on strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Share price losing a little bit of luster after his presentation, I think.
Yeah, which is a reversal of many years' trends. Generally, after the presentation, he gives a brilliant account of himself and his business and his ideas, and the share price normally moves up. Today, it actually finished down 0.5%, 114.45 rand. Keeping in mind the recent low, it double bottomed it at around 100 rand, recovered from there, but not kicked on in the way I think investors would have liked. Did some big volume today, 314 million rands worth of shares.
Yeah, so it got to what, around about 118, 119, something like that, and then fell back. Just give us the price action today, maybe. Looking back at yesterday.
Yeah, that's probably a better way of looking at it, because yes, you're quite right. At the opening, and it's the first glance at results, the share was taken up to 119.24 rand. And then pulled back just before the presentation as low as 112.19, and then settled into a stronger, the VWAP, the average price today, 114.68.
It tells me that people are slightly suspicious of it still. They think that 100 Rand was too low, but they think 120 Rand is too high, and they're going to have to do a lot of convincing when it comes to the bank, which has been the big story. I mean, 114% increase in spending attributable to the bank. I've just spoken to Wayne McCurry, and he said, you know, do you want to open a bank in South Africa? There's probably too many banks anyway.
Yeah, for many, many years, I mean, just think of back in the day, we always had the view that you couldn't have more than four banks, which obviously the big four. Then you had Sambo, and it went to, you know, the way of the dodo. I think BOE, a couple of guys tried it. And then obviously Capitec came on the scene, and they saw a gap in the market. But you probably are overbanked a little bit, but I suppose Discovery strategy seems to be they've got, you know, the big end customers, and they'll rope those people in, perhaps not with their primary bank account, but certainly with the second bank accounts, and then slowly build the business from there.
Momentum Metropolitan Holdings Limited up 3-point-something%, I think, today. First set of results out on the Stock Exchange News Service this morning.
Yes, and quite right. The share up 3.7%, which is quite a good performance. Mm. Quite a flat sort of market, 16 Rand 81. Ronnie Clippen was our lead analyst, was at the presentation and came back glowing and just doing some calculations and putting some of our money into that one.
Very good indeed. So he likes it, yeah? Despite the fact it's a financial services insurance company, which is notoriously vulnerable to a slowing economy.
Yeah, I think where his point is that, you know, the synergies and so on, and also the cost cutting, he just probably sees it as a better play than Discovery at this point.
Okay, what else do we have today? Trendcore. That was one. Remember in the old days, Greg, Trendcore was quite the thing. Do you remember that?
And they had two subsidiaries of Mobile and MOB and MOB Debentures. Mm. And it was a Trendcore. It was the Joel family from Cape Town which started the business. And then it bought a stake in a text trainer in the US. Was a share which I almost felt like I must have traded every day for about 5 or 6 years.
Yes.
And that's sort of gone off the radar completely. Still a big company, market cap of 4 billion. It turned over 2.1 million shares today. But yeah, interesting trading statement.
I've got one for you now. Are you ready for this?
I'm bracing myself.
Okay. Yeah, brace yourself. Sit down. It's a trading statement, actually a renewal of a cautionary announcement. The company's name is Bauba Resources. B-A-U-B-A Resources. Ever heard of it?
No, got a Nigerian feel about it.
Don't be nasty. B-A-U-B-A, the code, the JSE code is B-A-U. Bauba.
Yeah. There Bauba. It is, yeah. Mm. Yeah. It traded at 58 cents, up 7.4% today. I'm just looking at the market cap. It's quite small. That's probably why it's under my radar, 219 million market cap.
Okay. And do we know what it does? No.
No, sorry.
Okay. We'll leave that. Labatt Africa Limited, trading halt. I've never seen that. Trading halt.
Yeah, it's one that I've traded and I've been fascinated and watched it. It's Brian Van Rooyen's the CEO then. It's obviously a transport business. But what's happened after many, probably a year, it's sitting at 30 to 35 cents. Yesterday, I think, I don't know, I wanted to mention on the show, but David and Wayne were keeping me so busy. But it jumped up about 30 or 40%. It jumped up from 30 cents to 50 cents.
Yes.
And then this morning, another 30% to 65 cents. And so I think what probably happened is, you know, JC took a look at this, probably rang them up and said, you know, is anything happening, chaps? Don't we think we owe the market a sense announcement? What could be motivating these buyers? Nice. And I think they probably took a view. This came at a 20 to 4 trading halt. Shareholders are advised that JSE has halted trading in the shares of the company with immediate effect as the company is busy with a detailed cautionary announcement in relation to the current negotiations. The company will release a detailed cautionary announcement as soon as possible, which I should imagine they'll be burning the midnight oil in whichever deal they've got to announce.
So it's gone from where to where? Just give me those numbers again because I need to contextualize this.
Yeah, I'm imagining perhaps a low of 25 cents, but certainly I'm just pulling up a chart.
Yeah.
Let's go back. Let's go back.
Well, let's just go this week. Yeah. I mean, you've talked to about 65 cents. Let's just look at the last few days because this is dodgy stuff.
Well, yeah, it's been in a sort of range between sort of 25 and 32 for most of the year.
Yes.
And then, I mean, it's just got an unbelievable spike up the last 2 days. Jumped to 50 yesterday and then 65 today. Actually touched a high of 69.
So it's tripled in value.
Yes. Our market cap's gone, yeah, it's gone from probably 90 to 190. Mm. Which is odd, you know, really. You should imagine, I mean, I actually saw it moving yesterday. I can remember back in the day when that share used to move 15 or 20%. I'd be one of the first people on the phone to the JSE and saying, shouldn't we be asking the sense department to give them a call and see if perhaps the email has got lost or the fax machine has run out of paper or something? there should be an announcement.
Yeah, interesting.
Somebody's analysis. Junk folder. Yeah.
This is the big story of the day. I'm going to give you the spot prices now, and it's the dollar-rand exchange rate. Again, I was speaking to a previous commentator, and I said the fact that the rand is in the low 1480s now means that there must be a deal going through somewhere. This is not because people like South Africa. This is because some money has come in for something, maybe PepsiCo. There's something going on there. Anyway, the dollar rand is 14.83, British pound against the rand 18.08, and the euro rand is 16.35, with the euro dollar 110.30. Let's have a look at the gold price on the back of that 110.30. Ooh, look at Greg, it's doing it again. Do you think it'll do it tonight? 15.46. Last night we were saying it was 15.46 as well, and then it came back to 15.35. It just feels that every time it tries that 15.50, when it goes through, goodness me, there's going to be an avalanche of buying. The platinum price is up $22 an ounce to 981, which is up 2.25%. Palladium, I've got a new update here, 15.23, which is down 12. Have you got that as well?
That's you spot on, yeah.
Exactly. So Shannon has finally got its palladium feed right. Well done to them. 60.90 is the crude oil price, which is up $2.20. This is a massive move, up 3.75%. Anything there, Greg? Some problems in the Strait of Hormuz? What?
No, I haven't seen anything. I think David and I were talking about oil. I think it was maybe with Nick Kunze last Friday. And he was sort of being quite sort of negative on oil. And I went and looked at some technicals. Around 57, 58 is a very, very long-term support level. So I think it bounced off there. I haven't seen anything on the news wires that could have moved oil better. Perhaps the situation in Hong Kong easing up a little bit, maybe bringing some investors back into that space.
It could also be the fact that the spot price, because oil is in backwardation, in other words, the spot prices are higher than the future prices. And maybe it's a change from the August contract to the September contract, and that's why it has jumped.
Yeah, it could be a technicality. Which I'm seeing is a November 19 contract at 60.32.
Okay. Overseas stock markets, update us, please. I've got the S&P futures, which are live here, up 22 points to 29.28, let's call it. What about the Dow? How's the Dow doing, the real Dow?
Yeah, it's up 173 points at the moment, so positive territory. That was signaled to us by the futures from really early this morning. So the Dow following through on those Dow futures, not as aggressively up as indicated initially, but certainly in positive territory.
Okay, let's have a look at some of the big movers on the day today. Most viewed shares, first of all, Greg. Maybe you'll do those because I'm just battling to refresh my screen. Most viewed shares on sharenet.co.za, please.
Well, without even looking, I'll say number one is Steinhoff.
Well spotted.
That's unfinished on the day, R1.15. Sasol has made a lot of headlines of late. Just seeing if that price is right. You're finished at 63.78, actually up about 1.4%, so bouncing off the lows. MassPass, which lifted a lot of the JSE today. Well, that's on the list, up 2.7%. And then Sibanye Gold, down 5%. Also getting 12% of the views.
Yeah, indeed. In fact, the gold share is under huge pressure, and that's because of the 1480 Rand price against the US dollar. Let's have a look at those top five performers as far as I've got them. I've got Assor up 6.2%. Vivo, I don't know what that is, but so we'll leave it. Metropolitan up 3.75%. Naspers, you've mentioned that. Barlow World also up 2.5%. Assor, Greg, has the iron ore price gone through the roof?
It must be something like that. I'm just looking how it traded during the day. Oh, it's quite interesting because going into the closing auction, we were trading at 305 Rand.
Yes.
And then in the closing auction, 2,000 shares were taken at 318.
Hmm.
So sometimes these things happen in these closing auctions where the share price moves out of line where it was trading all day. It was positive, but it may be an anomaly where it trades back in line tomorrow.
Yes, indeed. 2,000 shares doesn't really make a market, does it? On the downside, yeah, the top three, or rather the bottom three, are all gold shares. Goldfields down 6.25%. Anglo Gold Ashanti down 5.1%. Sibanye down nearly 5%. Resilient Group, the property company, down 4%. And Super Group down 3.75%. Yeah, do you think the gold shares are telling us that the gold price is not going to break through 1550?
No, I was talking to an analyst who really looks at these things carefully, and I was saying to him, look, some of my clients have gone Long Harmony, Goldfields, Anglo Gold, and yesterday the gold price moved and the shares didn't follow, and he was just giving me some stats, something like Harmony, the last 12 days was up 21% going into last night's close. Mm. So those gold shares have done a lot of really work on the upside. The one I'm most disappointed in is fallen back a long way, Sibanye, and keep in mind, Sibanye's got exposure to palladium and platinum as well as gold. Did have results last week, and perhaps people have taken a closer look at that. But a lot of these things are sentiment-driven. I mean, for Goldfields to be down 6% and Anglo Gold down 5%, these are big numbers.
Yeah, they really are big numbers. Greg, give us the closing JSE indices, please.
Sure. The banks up 0.25%. Financials up 0.36. Industrials up 0.87. The retail is flat after being positive this morning. Gold index clattered down 5%. Platinum's up 0.47, nearly 0.5% better. Resources down 1.25%. That left the all shares, I think mostly thanks to Naspers, up 0.33%, up 165 points, 54,907. Turnover was 19.43 billion.
Greg Davies is the head of wealth at Kratos Capital, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Visit strictlybusinesspodcast.com and subscribe to receive exclusive content straight to your inbox. strictlybusinesspodcast.com, made possible by Prudential Investment Managers.